Yes, you're with New Beats. Great to be with you once again for another amazing mix of unforgettable music and inspiration. My name is Simon Peterson, and I'm your host. On the menu over the next half hour, besides six great songs, we have Wealth of Health, Words from the Wise, Thought for the Day, Did You Know, plus a couple of inspirational stories. But let's start the show here in Shangri-La with Strange Truths. By the way, if you have access to a good internet connection, be sure to check out how you can download hundreds of the great original songs that you hear on this program. Just log on to www.newbeat.org. And Newbeat is spelled N-U-B-E-A-T.
New Beat.
New Beat. Everywhere for everyone.
Here's Haven Sutton, who has the thing you're looking for.
I
Haven Sutton, the thing you're looking for. And of course, the thing that the whole world is looking for is love. And you'll be amazed at how much difference a little bit of love can make in the world. One act of kindness or unselfishness can start a whole chain reaction of events that will, in the long run, make life better for a lot of people. Time now for our thought for the day, which is...
Determined to make the best out of bad situations, and you'll make your own world a happier place.
Does the grouch get richer quicker than the friendly sort of man? Can the grumbler labour better than the cheerful fellow can? Is the mean and churlish neighbour any cleverer than the one who shouts a glad good morning and then smiling passes on? Just stop and think about it. Have you ever known or seen a mean man who succeeded just because he was so mean? When you find a grouch with honours and with money in his pouch, you can bet he didn't win it just because he was a grouch. Oh, you'll not be any poorer if you smile along your way, and your lot will not be harder for the kindly things you say. Don't imagine you are wasting time for others that you spend. You can rise to wealth and glory and still pause to be a friend.
Come on now.
Little bit of love goes a long, long way. Yeah, you win. Little bit of love goes a long, long way. Yeah, ooh, yeah. Take away the pain.
A remix of one of Jason Lawrence's best-known songs, A Little Bit of Love Goes a Long, Long Way. And you can show love to others in many ways, through forgiveness, kindness, thoughtfulness, listening, encouragement, sympathizing, sharing the load, and giving of yourself. Time now for Words from the Wise, and today it's from the ancient Greek dramatist Sophocles, who said,
"One word frees us of all the weight and pain of life. That word is love."
Stand by for some important information. It's time to write to Newbeat.
Well, here's our email address. If you'd like to write, it's mail@radioactivated.com. And we'd love to hear from you. And if you like the inspirational stories and anecdotes that you hear on this program, well, you can log on to www.activated.org, where you can sign up for a variety of free inspirationals to be emailed to you daily. And also, don't forget those music downloads at www.newbeat.org. My name is Simon Peterson. You're with New Beat. Our personal introduction this week is from Amy Koch, introducing her song, The Sun Will Shine Tomorrow.
The Sun Will Shine Tomorrow is one of my favorite songs that I wrote. I think it has a really good message about positiveness. And of course, we all have problems and troubles, and something goes wrong at one point of our life or many points of our lives. And it's kind of like the rain, you know, it doesn't rain forever, you know, the sun always comes out, maybe not tomorrow, but maybe the next day, but, you know, it eventually shines again.
They say there's no way to see the rainbow, 'cause the clouds are in the way. But sometimes you have to wait a little longer, and be a little stronger. A storm, don't you worry about getting wet. Oh no, no, just forget about your problems now. Take it to the Lord. You say you got insurmountable problems you can't overcome. It's falling, but just keep on calling.
Just because the sun's not out, it doesn't. The heart is a hard-working marvel. It can keep on beating automatically, even if all other nerves were severed. And what a beat. It beats on average of 75 times a minute, 40 million times a year, or 2.5 billion times in a life of 70 years. At each beat, the average adult heart discharges about 4 ounces of blood. This amounts to 3,000 gallons a day, or 2,600,000 liters a year, enough to fill more than 81 trucks of about 32,000 liters each. The heart does enough work in 1 hour to lift a 150-pound man to the top of a 3-story building, enough energy in 12 hours to lift a 65-ton tank car 1 foot off the ground, or enough power in 75 years to lift the largest battleship afloat completely out of the water.
New beat! I stand in awe, in meditation, of your creation. And as I draw in your direction,
take this time to appreciate all that my eyes have seen, the colors, the gold, the blue and the green. I realize once again that you are in control. I praise and thank you then with my heart, with my soul, cause I know that you, who made the sea, are looking out for me, and there's no need to worry.
I stand in awe, in meditation, of your creation, and as I draw in your direction, tears, all my grief, disbelief, I let it go.
Emmanuel Gilligan standing in awe of God's creation. And it's been said that the creation is both a monument of God's power and a looking glass in which we may see his wisdom.
N-U-B-E-A-T. Spelled New Beat.
The home of an English family was discovered on fire. They thought everybody was out but the baby. Then, mother saved her. For years, as the child grew up, the mother went about the house with her hands covered. The eldest of the servants had never seen her hands uncovered. But the daughter came into her room one day unexpectedly, and the mother sat there with her hands uncovered. They were torn and scarred and disfigured. Instantly, the mother tried to cover them as the girl came forward, but she said, "I had better tell you about it. It was when the fire was in the house and you were in your cradle. I fought my way through the flames to get you. I wrapped you in a blanket and dropped you through the window, and somebody caught you. I could not go down the stairway, so I climbed out of the window. My hands were burnt, and I slipped and caught them on the trellis work. When I fell, my hands were torn. The doctor did his best, but my dear, these hands were torn for you." And the girl, who had grown to womanhood, sprang toward her mother, took one hand and then the other, and buried her face in those hands as she kept saying, "They are beautiful hands, beautiful hands."
Do you ever wonder why you just don't fit in sometimes? Like you're left out every time. You don't see yourself as beautiful. But before you cry, just stop and listen for a while. You're so beautiful to me, and I want you to see that you're just the way I made you to be. You're so beautiful to me, and nothing can change or take the place of what you mean to me. Somewhere inside this great mystery that you see, there's a reason, oh yeah, an answer to everything. I made you different from the rest of them, unique and so beautiful.
NTL with Beautiful brings us to the end of today's show. Our email address, once again, mail@radioactivated.com. And also please log on to www.activated.org for a variety of free downloads. Let's end once again with today's thought for the day, which is...
Determined to make the best out of bad situations, and you'll make your own world a happier place.
Bye for now.